why upon your first voyage on a passenger ship did you yourself feel such a mystical vibration when first told that you and your ship were now out of sight of land, Now, when I say that I'm in the habit of going to sea whenever I begin to grow hazy about the eyes, I do not mean to have it inferred that I ever go to sea as a passenger. No, for to go to sea as a passenger, you must needs have money. Besides, passengers get seasick, grow quarrelsome, don't sleep at nights. No, when I go to sea, I go as a simple sailor, right before the mast, aloft there to the royal masthead. Now, true, I get ordered about. Transition from schoolmaster to sailor is somewhat of a rough one, but even this wears off in time. I have the satisfaction of knowing that it is all right, that everybody else is one way or other served much the same way, and so the universal thump is passed around, and in this we should all be content. But wherefore it was that after having repeatedly smelt the sea as a merchant sailor, I should now take it into my head to go on a whaling voyage. The fates aligned and placed me into this position, inducing me to set about performing the part I did, besides cajoling me into the delusion that it was a choice resulting from my own unbiased free will and discriminating judgment. Chief among these motives was the overwhelming idea of the great whale himself.